This is Mimi with Gratitude Groove. We're sharing your daily gratitudes, quirky ideas, happy moments, and positive thoughts is a cool thing to do. Thank you so much for joining me again. And right now, I'm grateful for being preppy. Yes, preppy. Today I saw a student. She was wearing a sweater across her shoulders, an Oxford shirt, plaid skirt, and rider's boots. Wow, that gave me flashbacks to high schools and being preppy. I mean, it was a time period when we were conservative. It was a classic look, but sometimes it could be a tad bit costly if you were into the izods and polos. But it wasn't about the champagne mind, beer wallet mentality. It was just about maintaining a look. And trust me, bargain basements were discovered. Now, when it came to the hair, nowadays, when I see people wearing hair bonnets in the public constantly, there is no way in the hoot nanny we would have done that. Not unless we were going to a special occasion where we had to have that thing on or a scarf and rollers. But trust me, when we reached our destinations for whatever function or recital, off it came. And also, this pajama bottom in the streets? No. Pajamas are for bed, not going out in the public. But what we did rock in the public were blue jeans pulled up over our buttocks. Nothing cracking out or cracking open a can of starch, because we ironed things and we wanted that permanent crease in our pants to the point we sent them to the cleaners, as well as crisp Oxfords. We ironed because we had to look good. That's probably why I don't like ironing right now. And the hair, ladies. We rocked the Farrah Fawcett look, that butchered, feathered look. And trust me, when your head moved to the left or right, so did your hair. It had to be bouncing and behaving, but that took effort. You had to wash that hair frequently, blow dry it, curl it every day. But it was a natural effort. It was automatic, and it's probably the reason nowadays a lot of women wear wigs and weaves or their hair all natural, because, gee, the chore of that, I don't think, is missed. And as for the guys, they maintain their flat tops, their mullets, and I'm sure they purchased the wall clippers and clipped and trimmed each other up, and they look good, too. It was about matching and making that extra effort. Even with the accessories. For example, if you had on that red top, I bet you had on red socks to match it. And gee, the ladies probably had the matching nails, purse, and the red trimmed sunglasses to go with it. God knows I did. And like I said, being preppy was about presentation, taking pride in your appearance and looking good. We looked good. Being preppy prepped you for life. I've been on this pampering kick, and preppy was, I'd say, is a part of that mentality. For example, sometimes I want a wine glass, not just for wine, but maybe for juice, soda, water. But the point is, I want that for me. Paper plates and cups are convenient for cleanup, but sometimes I go in that china cabinet, pull out that plate instead of letting it collect dust. I use it. Why leave it on display for nothing? Treat yourself sometimes. Appreciate the borrowed vessel that you are in. And take some extra steps for yourself. Don't just settle. Being preppy to me was preparation for daily life. Being preppy is not a style, it's a lifestyle. And it's good for you. Upon that note, thank you for your listening ear. I hope you have a gratitude groovy remainder of the evening. I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. And take care. Bye bye for now.
'Cause you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.